This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride. We've got a great hour lined up for you guys, and we're going to be telling you about some cool video stuff, cool TV stuff. Yeah, we're going to be talking to the Vice President of Development for Motor Trend, and he'll be joining us here momentarily. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. If you have a question or comment, it's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, listeners of Auto World, which has been on the air since 1992, know that I was the host of Motor Trend Radio, also a writer for Motor Trend, a blogger, and a streaming TV contributor from 2002 to 2011. And before that, from 1999 to 2002, I was the news anchor. So I have very fond memories of my time at Motor Trend, and anytime Motor Trend is making headlines, we like to showcase it here on the show, and Motor Trend has a big announcement to tell us about here today. The BBC, along with Motor Trend, have announced the co-production of a new Top Gear America series, and it's coming this fall, and that's just one of a bunch of things that we can tell you about with Group Vice President of Motor Trend, Mike Suggett. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Thanks, Bob. How you doing? I'm doing great.
I'm doing a whole lot better. As you know, Mike, in the last couple of years, I've had some heart valve problems, but now that is all behind me, and I'm running on all cylinders again, so it's a good feeling.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, let's tell everybody about this great collaboration announced just a few days ago, that Motor Trend and BBC Studios have announced the co-production of a brand new U.S. format of Top Gear America's series, and it will be streamed on the Motor Trend app, both in the U.K. and the U.S. and in Canada.
That's right. I think, you know, it's important to, I think, understand that this really is everything we've ever wanted to do with Top Gear. And, you know, here at Motor Trend, we're such huge fans of the series. We're huge fans of it going back to the original trio of Clarkson and Hammond and May. And so we both wanted to figure out if we could, you know, collaborate with the BBC and bring that classic, the classic, you know, archive to our subscribers, and also maybe chart a new course for the series here in America. So what we just announced last week is a partnership with BBC that will have us bringing the complete collection of Top Gear UK to our subscription on-demand platform. So we're talking about 24 seasons 2 through 25 of the original trio, which is, you know, obviously the most popular automotive television program ever produced. And so we're very excited to be, you know, to be home of the complete collection of Top Gear, of the classic series. But as you mentioned, that's just the archive. And for people who are diehard Top Gear fans, they've probably seen some of that content already. So what we were able to also, you know, contract with the BBC is an all-new co-production where we're going to adapt Top Gear for the American audience and using America as the backdrop. So this will be an all-new long-form episodic series with an all-new cast, three new hosts, and it'll be focused in and around America and the car culture and the cars and what really drives, you know, American car fans here in the States. So we're really excited to be carrying the torch of Top Gear here in America now going forward. And, you know, casting is already underway, and it really is going to be exciting to see if we can capture that magic that the UK series, you know, created for so long and move it into, you know, the new world and American audiences.
Oh, that is such wonderful news, Mike. I mean, the fact, as you pointed out, that viewers will now have access to the complete UK library of all those seasons, and the fact that you're now bringing a fresh Top Gear USA into production after you select hosts and some of the other things that need to be done. Because I know in the past they've tried some Top Gear America series, but those haven't really hit a lot of home runs. So I'm sure between Motor Trend and the BBC, this new Top Gear USA is going to be a big winner.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, the prior versions of the series that were adapted for America, you know, I think those were traditional broadcast stations, and their concerns may have been, you know, they may have had other concerns on their mind besides car fans. But as you know, Bob, you know, Motor Trend, that's all we think about. All we care about is what car lovers, you know, like to read and watch. And I think when we first met with the BBC, that's exactly what we told them, which is, listen, you don't need to convince us that Top Gear is amazing and car programming can be entertaining and inspirational and hilarious and thrilling. That's all the things that we're after at Motor Trend. And so we could really get into the nuances of what makes Top Gear tick. And I think for the BBC, they saw with us finally a partner who was just as vested in automotive storytelling. And like you said, I think the new program and the new episodes are going to really surprise people and hopefully capture the spirit and the magic of that original series.
It certainly isn't an easy task. That I can forecast for sure. I mean, when you look at that BBC series, the UK series, and all the seasons, I mean, the fact that you guys will have access to season 2 to 25, I mean, you look at all the time that those original three did on air and what great chemistry. I mean, if you can match that with a U.S. host and a U.S. base for the show, I mean, boy, I'm just salivating just thinking about it.
Well, you nailed it with the cast, right? I think at the end of the day, it's going to boil down to the trio. And you mentioned, you know, Clarkson, Hammond, and May had over, you know, almost 20 years to get their chemistry and their shorthands and their inside jokes. And just that relationship between the three of them was so well defined and developed that, you know, it's really daunting to say, well, how are we ever going to match that? But I will say, I think what people tend to sometimes look for in replicating it are big names, you know, big actors and stars who will bring that Hollywood pizzazz. And that's not what those three guys were. You know, when they started out, they were, you know, auto journalists. They were presenters. Mm-hmm. But they weren't household names. And I think, you know, as we look for this new cast for our American series, we're looking for, you know, obviously automotive expertise, a willingness to look silly, because that's what Top Gear has always been, and just a comfort and a confidence, and that chemistry that you feel like there's these people both respect each other, and yet they're different from each other. And hopefully, you know, that's what we're going to be casting on is chemistry and car expertise and that comfort and willingness to kind of look ridiculous in the spirit of telling amazing stories.
That's so well said, Mike. There's no question about it. That's part of television. That's part of video and part of doing any Top Gear American series. You got to be able to laugh. You got to be able to be made fun of. You got to be able to roll with the punches, and at the same time, you're going to have fun. That's the bottom line. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Mike Suggett, Group Vice President of Motor Trend.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations from coast to coast, border to border, and of course around the world via GCNLive.com. We've got some big news that we're telling you about. Motor Trend and the BBC have announced co-production of a new Top Gear America series, and it's all going to be coming this fall. That's just one of the stories that we're telling you here with Motor Trend Group Vice President of Development, Mike Suggett, who is telling us all about the archives of the original BBC show are also going to be available for viewers. And this is just a, talk about a win-win for everything. Mike, can I ask you how long you yourself have been in Motor Trend?
I've been here 13 years, Bob. So, you know, long enough to see the media landscape and automotive media, you know, as you can imagine, transform. Well, I think, you know, when you and I were at Motor Trend, the magazine ruled the world. And I think, yep. You know, video and podcasting and other forms of media were really slow and in their infancy. And I think it's been really interesting to be there for the whole ride and see really, you know, the storytelling evolve. And now we're broadcasting on linear television and on-demand video and podcasts and social media. It's an amazing time for automotive fans.
It sure is. I mean, it's a feast for the eyes, the programming that's available now, and we're only going to see more of it. Is just spectacular. I mean, there's something out there for everybody. And I had John Davis, the host of Motor Week, for all those years on the show a few weeks back. And when I asked him, where can you see Motor Week, he said, you know, well, we're on, well, it's not Velocity anymore. We're on Motor Trend. And, of course, and the same thing is true for our good friend Wayne Carini, who has been on the show in recent times. You know, those shows, those former Velocity shows, are now being streamed on a new entity, which is called Motor Trend. Explain the over-the-air part of the equivalent here.
So, you mean the linear network?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, as you mentioned, formerly Velocity, since rebranded the Motor Trend TV, or the Motor Trend Network, really brings together a lot of that traditional programming you were just mentioning, right? Chasing Classic Cars with Wayne and Pitch and Rides with Dave Kindig, Wheeler Dealers, you know, second to Top Gear, I think, in terms of one of the longest running automotive series, certainly coming out of the UK, and Motor Week, and you go down the line. And I think the exciting thing is, since we came together with the Discovery and that linear network, we've been able to bring some of our digital first series to our linear audiences as well. So, you know, series like Roadkill or Dirt Every Day or Hot Rod Garage, you know, these are shows that were born on digital, and now we're exposing them for the first time to a lot of our linear fans. So for us, you know, Motor Trend is a big tent now. You know, the idea that you could have everything from Top Gear to Chasing Classic Cars to Roadkill, we're really trying to develop something that, you know, you don't have to love everything we create, but hopefully everyone loves something on the network and on our on-demand platform.
It is so true, and it's amazing to watch, like you said, the way the media is evolving, you know, the population that is the viewer of 2019 has so many choices. You've got the podcast, you've got the YouTube stuff, you've got all kinds of content being created in usual and unusual ways. And certainly when you look at the way the landscape has changed in the publishing world, I mean, who would think that a TV show would allow for the creation of a magazine? And that's exactly what happened with Roadkill.
Yeah, sometimes it goes the other direction, to your point. I mean, Roadkill, you know, one of obviously probably our most popular digital series, and for our on-demand platform, the most watched show on for our subscribers. And the fandom was so strong that we ended up launching not only a print magazine, a quarterly print magazine, but a live event on Woodward Avenue every, you know, in Michigan, yep, every year, where the fans can come out and do drag racing and meet David Freiberger and Mike Finnegan. And we have celebrity drag racing with Richard Rawlings and Leah Pritchett from Top Fuel NHRA. It's just a wonderful brand, and it seems like the audience can't get enough. In fact, we just announced a spinoff of Roadkill starring Steve Mignante called Roadkill's Junkyard Gold. your fans might know, cool. Steve Mignante from Parrot Jackson, where he's on there telling you everything you would need to know about those cars going across the auction block. So we're taking Steve and letting him loose on Junkyard, and he's going through and trying to find the perfect car in the junkyard for then the Roadkill team to take and revive. So the Roadkill fandoms is just getting bigger and bigger, and we're really excited about this new spinoff with Steve Mignante.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Mike, I remember being one of the first people to sit down and have a beer with Angus McKenzie when he first came into the Motor Trend fold. And Angus was replacing, at that time, the editor-in-chief was kind of in between David E. Davis, because there had been an exit by Kevin Smith and all the other great folks that have held that corner office. But nevertheless, what Angus said to me back in those days, I remember it was on the 2004 Car of the Year, he said, you know, I'm not running, and at this point he wasn't chief creative officer, and I know he has since moved back to his roots and is editor-at-large for the world for Motor Trend, but he said some words that I still remember, and that is, Motor Trend is not just a magazine. Motor Trend is a 24-hour news channel, and that's exactly what you've got.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way public consumes content these days, you're right. You can't just give it to them every month. You know, a magazine is wonderful, and for certain type of storytelling, I still love magazines. I'm still a subscriber of a few different magazines, but
absolutely,
you know,
me too.
Whether it's social media or YouTube or TV or on your mobile phone, people expect to have a connection with, you know, brands that they love every day. And I think now Motor Trend can offer that to people who love hot rods, the 4x4s, the new cars, and everything in between. So it's been really a pleasure, like you said, to go back to Angus's original vision. And seeing it come to life today is very rewarding and I'm just so proud to be a part of the brand.
Oh, absolutely. I am so proud of my years at Motor Trend, and I would go back in a heartbeat is all I can tell you, Mike. But that's a question for another day. But let's continue to tell folks about the new Top Gear America and about the fact that the archives are going to be available. We'll do that after we take a quick pit stop for some important messages, and then more with Motor Trend's Group Vice President of Development, Mike Suggett. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll continues to rise after a line of severe storms moved through the south. Sheriff of Moreau County, Mississippi, Cecil Cantrell, speaks of some of the tragic situations. A tornado killed an elderly man and devastated the community.
These people that are, you know, some of them are going to be homeless, probably, it looks like. We're going to have some misplaced people, so You know, that's number one, trying to take care of the people that have been misplaced at this point, making sure that they have a place to stay and water and all the necessities at this point. That's what we're really looking to help these people.
Dozens of people have been injured by the storms, some of them in the hospital with serious conditions. In Franklin, Texas, 55 homes were destroyed by a twister. The storms are still heading east, with millions of people bracing for the impact. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We kept him a little longer than expected. He's on overtime now. It's Motor Trend's Group Vice President of Development, Mike Suggett, who is telling us all about the exciting news that Motor Trend and the BBC have announced the co-production of a new Top Gear America series coming this fall, and also to the announcement that the archives of the original Top Gear UK seasons 2 through 25 are going to be available for viewers as well. And talk about the power of that Motor Trend app. For those folks who have not downloaded the app, Michael, if you had an opportunity to speak to them directly, what would you say?
Well, you know, I think that the great thing about the app, Bob, is it really is on demand. It's you know, we have such a vast archive of content and also new content that is at your fingertips on your schedule. You know, so if you're a fan of Wheeler Dealers or Chasing Classic Cars, and yet you missed last week's broadcast, or maybe it's in between seasons on the linear channel, you could go to the app and watch every single episode of the entire run of the series at your convenience. And I think it's that ability to make the content work for your schedule and to find the content that you care about that makes the app so powerful. So on June 4th, when we launch Top Gear Tuesdays, you'll be able to go in and comb through those 24 seasons of the UK series. You're going to be able to go in and watch some of the classic Top Gear specials. We're even licensing some of the other BBC automotive programs, like, you know, James May's Cars of the People and Richard Hammond's mm-hmm. Crash Course and Mud, Sweat, and Gears. You know, this is more than anyone can watch potentially in a lifetime if they sat down and watched everything we have on the app. And so we really think this is the most intimate relationship our fans can have with our content. It's where we're going to have the most diverse content available, and, you know, you're going to see over the course of this year some other really great announcements around exclusive content that will be coming only to subscribers on the app, not even going to our linear channel or anywhere else. So I'm really excited about some other news coming later this year, and I'm hoping I can come on again and talk more about those other series when we announce them.
Of course, anytime. As I said, my years at Motor Trend I cherish and would love to promote anything I can with the Motor Trend name on it, and certainly all the great video stuff that you guys have done in recent times. I know we touched on it once before, but just the coverage of the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, for the first time, you know, being able to give the average person to be at a really exclusive event. I always say, you know, you make an automotive bucket list of those things that you need to do at least once in your life. And I usually say to folks, among other things, you know, you need to go one time to the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. I know Jay Leno calls it the millionaires versus the billionaires, and it is all that and more. But I love the fact that now Motor Trend streams that content in collaboration, in joint partnership with Sandra and all the folks at Pebble Beach.
Well, think about that's another thing that you could only do through the app, right? Because on the same day, Saturday of Monterey Car Week, we're broadcasting live the Pebble Beach, or on Sunday, I should say, we're broadcasting the Concours d'Elegance from Pebble Beach, and at the same time, you can tune into a live stream of the Monterey Rolex Historic, you know, happening over at Laguna Seca. So there's no way you could be in both places at the same time, and yet those are two of the greatest events, if you're into classic cars, that happen every year. And so that's one of the other things that this app can do is allow you to check in on these events, whether it's motorsports or classic car auctions and competitions, like Barrett Jackson is another series that you know that we carry. And sure, it really puts you right there on the front row, when otherwise some of these events, as you mentioned, are very exclusive. You'd be lucky to go to one or two in your life, and we bring it to you all year, every year. So it is really your ticket to explore the most coveted automotive events happening around the world.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, I couldn't be more excited, and I love this news. I wish you the best with the casting of the new Top Gear series coming this fall, and I know you're going to have other announcements that you can come back on and tell us about. But in the meantime, thank you so much for your little overtime visit with us here today.
Thank you, Bob, and let me know if you want to throw your hat in the ring for our new American Top Gear.
Put my hat in the ring, definitely. I would love to.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
There he is, Mike Suggett, the Group Vice President of Development for Motor Trend and the Motor Trend brand. Boy, have things really blown up in the last few years. There's just so much, as Mike was saying, available for all you folks. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to chime in, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We got the New York International Auto Show coming up around the bend, and it's going to be an important one, as I alluded to a little bit earlier in the broadcast. When you look at the four big U.S.-based shows, that being Los Angeles, the North American show in Detroit, the Chicago Auto Show in New York, every year there's one that really stands out among the four or two. And this year, I predict Los Angeles was a really big show, and I predict the New York show is going to also have as much news as the L.A. show, because I know Mercedes has got some world debuts there. There's a whole slew of new companies, new electric vehicle companies that are going to be displaying. And I know Infiniti has got a world debut there as well. And who knows, maybe we'll get some pricing information on the Shelby GT500. That would be cool. But we'll be covering it all here on Auto World. And we'll also be covering the World Car of the Year Awards. You know, of course, there's many different of the year awards. There's the Motor Trend Car of the Year, and Truck of the Year and Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year, and of course the Motor Trend Person of the Year. These are all things that have been expanded on in recent times. And then, of course, there's the North American one, the North American International Jury of folks, the North American International Auto Show, hosting the U.S. and Canada version of a jury made of the North American Car and Truck and SUV of the Year. And in New York, they take it one step further and bring those American, a few American journalists and Canadian journalists, and mix them with journalists from across the world, and they will be announcing a World Car of the Year in the Big Apple. So we're going to be covering that for you guys as well. Telephone-wise, again, 855-660-4261 if you have a question or a comment about the new Top Gear America coming to the U.S. courtesy of Motor Trend and the BBC. That is definitely going to be a runaway hit. That's my prediction. And we need to talk to you folks about some serious stuff too. As we alluded to a little bit earlier in the program, there's some recalls out there, including this past week the folks at Mazda are announcing recall of their wiper blade, and it's the rear wiper blade, and the motor has been recalled, and it's best if you have a Mazda 3 with that to get it taken care of. If you're a second or third owner of an older Mazda 3, do your homework, folks. Whenever you're acquiring a pre-owned vehicle, make sure there's not recalls that are still outstanding on your vehicle. So go to someplace like Carfax, and you can even Google your VIN, your vehicle identification number, and find out about some recalls. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming back after these messages.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Well, it's official. General Motors is going to reveal the mid-engine C8 Corvette on July 18th, 2019. It's going to be at a special ceremony. Don't know where they're going to be doing it, but it's not going to be at one of the traditional auto shows. Mark Royce, a good friend of the program here, General Motors president, he released just recently a picture of a barely camouflaged version of all the spy shots that we have seen of this upcoming C8. I mean, for years, there's an old Carly Simon song called Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of. It's the stuff that dreams are made of. And that's exactly what this is, because actually for decades, General Motors has been sniffing off rumors and talking about they were developing some sort. There's been rumors for years, and there have been some concepts built of mid-engine Corvettes. But it is taken up until this time to turn the classic American sports car into a real world beater, and that's what they're doing here. The rumors are no longer rumors. It is going to be a mid-engine vehicle. From what I understand, in base form, it is going to have about 500 horsepower, and will have an updated version of the same standard power plant that is in the regular Corvette Stingray in C7 rendition. Now, sure, there's going to be probably a Z06, maybe a ZR1 version of this as well, and I've heard they've tested some power plants with so much torque that it actually was bending the frame of this mid-engine design. So they're going to have to get that, of course, perfected, but we won't see those special edition models for a while. And there's also been rumors circulating around that eventually we might see a combination hybrid and gasoline-powered Corvette, you know, much like we see with the Acura NSX, with the front wheels being driven by electric motors and the rear wheels being driven by a turbocharged internal combustion engine. Maybe we'll see the cargo area that is right now just that and the C8 Corvette turned into a place for electric motors and a battery system. I would not be surprised if we see that in the years to come. I'm sad to see the C7 go because it is most definitely the best Corvette they've ever made. And as far as drivability and as far as usability as a daily driver, even if you live in a cold weather state, I mean, the traction control system can, with proper tires, can deal with any climate there is. I owned a Corvette from 1998 to 2013. It was a 1998 variant of the C5 platform, and I drove it as my daily driver in Boston, which can get, you know, feet of snow in at a time. And yeah, there were a couple of times that things got a little bit hairy for me, but my Corvette with its traction control and winter tires never let me down, and I had enough cargo space behind me to carry not only two sets of golf clubs — I don't play golf myself — but I once brought a Christmas tree home in the inside of a fifth-generation Corvette. So all the greatness of that fifth generation morphed into the sixth generation, and then they threw out all the blueprints and started from scratch for the seventh generation. And this new one, unfortunately, I haven't had any seat time in the C7 Corvette, but I absolutely adore it. I've driven it at the dealership level, and you know, all the advanced features it has. The fact that in many households, the Corvette is the mileage leader. I mean, who would believe that? They do research to find out who are the people that are buying Corvettes. There's one in my neighborhood. As a matter of fact, it's a ZR1, brand new, 2019. And the gentleman that owns it also has a Chevrolet pickup truck. He's got a Silverado that's been all decked out in high-level trim. So that's what they find quite often, that the Corvette is the high-mileage car in the family. Maybe there's a large sport utility vehicle. Maybe there's a mid-size sedan in there if you want to keep everything all-American. Maybe there's a couple-of-year-old Impala SS if somebody's wanting an all-American driveway. But this new C7 Corvette, I can't underscore it. I mean, if you ever wanted a front-engine vehicle with usable luggage space, with a top that's made of carbon fiber that can be lifted off with one hand, it's not the big old bulky tops that we used to have in the old Corvettes when they were T-tops, and then, of course, became the Targa top for the C4 generation, which debuted for 1984 and ran all the way to 1997 when it was replaced by the C5. I mean, my Corvette had a plastic Mylar glass roof, but it was always kind of a hassle to take it off. It certainly was nothing compared to the generations before. But this new one, the way you can pop that top off and the fact that it's made of carbon fiber, it's standard and it's so light, makes it a very easily open car. And, of course, the things that they were able to do with this latest generation platform, the C7, the fact that for the first time we saw a Z06 convertible, the fact that we see the ZR1 available with an automatic transmission that's faster than the manual transmission, the fact that no doubt in the next generation Corvette we'll probably see what we're going to be seeing in the Shelby GT500 in the not-too-distant future for 2020, and that's a true dual-clutch transmission. It may be the only transmission available for this Corvette. I think the mid-engine Corvette may also eventually be an all-wheel drive vehicle in some form or another, but it's exciting times. And Mark Royce, who's been on the show here many times throughout his rise through General Motors, is just such a car guy and such a nice guy, too. His dad was also president of General Motors. Talk about growing up in a family with a great lineage. The fact that his father was General Motors president, and now his son Mark is the president of GM right My son Mark is able to say, let's do that mid-engine Corvette and let's unveil it to the public for real. The stuff that dreams are made of, that Carly Simon song, rings in my head whenever I think of this mid-engine C8 Corvette. And it also gives me an opportunity to plug, if you want to own the last ZR1, the last Corvette made in front engine rear drive configuration, it is going to be auctioned off for a really good charity at the Barrett Jackson event coming up in June in Unkersville, Connecticut, the Mohegan Sun event. Greg Jackson has teamed up with a wonderful charity, and General Motors have donated this vehicle, and no doubt this is probably going to go for, I predict, in excess of $1 million, probably closer to $2 million, because if this is the direction that Corvette is always going to be a mid-engine car from now on, this is going to be the last hurrah for that front-engine rear-drive design. Of course, the Corvette, since the C5, has a transaxle, so the transmission is in the back, and it's remarkable the handling capability of the last few generations of the Corvette, and it really reached its echelon, reached the top of the heap in C7 configuration. So can't wait to see what's going to happen with the 8th generation Corvette. And speaking of can't wait to see what happens, Nissan's going to be taking the wraps off a number of products in New York, including a new Versa. They've actually showed it to the press, and there are pictures out there of it already, but we'll see a world debut of a brand new Versa in New York. We'll also see the debut of a concept Volkswagen, which I can't tell you too much about, but I wouldn't be surprised to see some pictures and some stories leak out before the official show days. We're also going to see some news from Mercedes-Benz and from the AMG side. We're going to see the introduction of the first A-Class ever in America for a Mercedes-Benz. It's all coming up, and just talking about it gets me all excited. Well, thank you guys for joining me here for this hour of the program. If you've been with us throughout the whole ride, thank you so much to all of our great stations and everybody listening online. Thanks to Mackenzie. I'm Bob Long.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.